No sex ed. It's the root of all my problems, really. This means that I didn't know much about my body or sex at all. And then I read some books. As I mentioned, You Guys Come As You Are, Pleasure Activism, this book on Tantra, Awakening Shakti, The Erotic Mind, Return to Eros. There are some books. After I read the books, I realized that I am very much not in a clean relationship with pleasure in my body, which is one of the reasons that I'm in this year-long program called Vita Women, and it's led by Layla Martin, who is a sacred sexuality coach. It's not my favorite phrase, but essentially, what is intimacy in a really conscientious context? So in this program, I'm learning about my body, and also I'm learning how to have earth-shattering orgasms because we are not here to suffer. My body knew that there was a lot of healing that was going to be available in this course because our sexual centers hold a lot of our pain and trauma. I'm a grown-ass woman and I had no idea where my cervix was. Honestly, I didn't even know what it was. I didn't understand what it did. And I know that I can't be the only one. Somebody else doesn't know where their cervix is. I'm gonna take you on an adventure to meet your cervix.
Hello, cervix. Oh, my name is Rutana. Hello.
I'm serious, we're doing this. Step one, wash your hands. Your pussy is sacred, don't drag dirt into it. Step two, take your middle finger, because it's the longest one, or your index finger, or both, and put them into your vaginal entrance, and then start to move them upwards. You're going like an upward motion towards your belly button. Sirl button. You're looking for something that feels like the tip of your nose. You'll know when you feel it, trust me. It's like a little knot. If it doesn't feel like the tip of your nose, then you haven't found it yet. If you're like me, I went the whole entire class thinking that I was working with my cervix, but there's a secret. If you haven't felt something that distinctly feels like the tip of your nose, you gotta shimmy to the right or shimmy to the left. So just like have a little peruse around there, because when you find it, you'll know. Right about now, you're probably two fingers deep into your vagina and wondering why the F I told you to do that. Wash your hands, sit down, and listen. This is why you should care about your cervix and thank it for its service. The cervix is awesome. What does it do? So the cervix does some important biological stuff. The cervix allows and regulates menstrual blood flow from the uterus into the vagina. It also directs little spermies swimming around during intercourse. It directs them into the uterus to allow for fertilization and impregnation, if that's your jam. In addition to the biological, let's talk about the pleasure that is available to you in your cervix. I want to first start by saying that all orgasms are different. However, I can tell you from personal experience and from a lot of other women that I've met that a cervical orgasm, it feels very oceanic, like kind of a wave is folding into itself inside of your body, versus a clitoral orgasm that feels more like a firecracker. And if you're like I used to be and you were unaware of your cervix and what it does, or that you can feel pleasure there, what's happening right now is your cervix is probably dormant when it comes to feeling pleasure. The pleasure is never lost. You just have to activate it. It's like working out. You just need to get it going. And you can do that by really bringing attention and intention and breath to it. Another beautiful thing is we have the vagus nerve that is connected to our cervix. And the vagus nerve, along with being connected to the cervix, is also connected to your heart and to your throat. So that means if you are penetrating and pleasuring the cervix and you're really dropping in, then you can actually feel that in your heart and in your throat, and vice versa. So if you're stimulating your throat or your heart, you can feel it in your cervix. There is so much healing that is available when you come into relationship with your cervix. Our sexual centers can be a place where oppression and trauma and pain is stored. And there's a really gorgeous technique that I learned from Layla Martin. I'm gonna put the link down below. It's called cervical dearmoring. And essentially it is a technique of gently kind of like introducing and touching on the cervix with the intention of releasing pain and trauma and I know that this has been incredibly powerful for me. And if you come from a background that has shamed your sexuality, this is really important groundwork to do before you engage in trying to pleasure that area. It's a good grounding and cleansing practice so that then you have a safe space to begin with. If you have a very serious trauma response, it's definitely worth speaking with a mental health professional. Work with experts. I am not an expert. These are just things that I've done on my own that have brought me a lot of healing, and I want to share that with you. Let me know if you find your cervix. أحبكم كثير. مع السلامة. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Effed and Blessed. You can support this very independent show by buying our very cool merch on fuckedandblessed.com. And be sure to follow us on Instagram and TikTok and YouTube for more content and reflections and ridiculous and deep stuff from me. Follow us at Effed and Blessed. That's F-D and Blessed. May we all lean into the beautiful duality of what it is to be fucked and blessed. What a gift. See you next time.